This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Dozens of family members of hostages held by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas stormed a committee meeting in Israel's parliament demanding a deal to win their loved ones' release. Meanwhile, in Brussels, European foreign ministers on Monday joined growing international calls for Israel to negotiate on the creation of a Palestinian state in the aftermath of the war. Pressure is increasing on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has dug in on both fronts. Israeli forces are advancing deep into western Khan Yunis in Gaza, Palestinian officials said. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
In the yard of Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, Gazans bury their dead on Monday as Israeli warplanes drone overhead. Israeli tanks storming the main city in Gaza's south have reached the gate of this and another hospital, in the bloodiest fighting of the year so far. Abdul Karim Ahmed says he went through this at the Ashifa complex in Gaza City a few months ago, where he also buried loved ones.
We're reliving the same scenario again and burying them in the yard of the Nasser Hospital. There is no safe place.
Inside, the wounded, desperate and stricken crowd the wards and corridors. This is the only major medical complex accessible in Khan Yunis and the largest still functioning in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations criticized Russia ahead of a UN Security Council meeting on Monday to discuss Ukraine at the request of Russia.
This meeting today is another attempt by the Russian Federation to distract from its war of aggression against Ukraine.
Sergei Klitsia also condemned Iran, Belarus, and North Korea for continuing to support Russia. This is VOA News.